and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're very pleased to be joined this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Emporia State Senior Associate Athletic Director Brett McLaughlin, as we're talking about Emporia State hoops. Pitt State, big MIAA game coming up tomorrow night at White, and it's also Cancer Awareness Night tomorrow night. Brett, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you all doing?
We are doing all right. So let's lay out the schedule here for what's going to be taking place before we start talking about some of the other kind of preparatory details. What's going to be taking place tomorrow night?
Yeah, so it's our kind of annual Cancer Awareness Night during our basketball season. We started this back in maybe either 2018 or 2019, kind of just really trying to bring awareness not only to all the cancers out there that affect our people and our friends and families, but also the impact in our community and our community resources that are available for Emporia and Lyon County residents. But so we'll have a great deal of sponsors. We have Sweet Granada, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Prairieland Partners, Newman Regional Health, as well as the Central Care Cancer Center, all participating, and will be on the concourse. We have T-shirts again this year. This year's T-shirt is for a $5 donation to the Junebug Foundation. We'll have raffle items, again, for a donation to the Junebug Foundation, different raffle items given away throughout the night. And just hoping to bring awareness not only to the cancers, but also to the Central Care Cancer Center, to the Junebug Foundation, and the support that they provide the Emporia area.
Well, that's a good list. You mentioned here about the partnerships that have developed here over the last several years. From your perspective, how important is this for Emporia State as in general to be involved in specifically athletics?
Yeah, I think, for us, we just value our community, and we and value the support that they bring us throughout the seasons and throughout the year. And so this is a way for us to just kind of help give back and show our support to community members as well, and to rally the community around such an important cause that really affects so many people. A couple years ago, just even going through our staff members who have personally been affected by cancers, whether themselves, their family members, friends, our student athletes who are affected in different way by cancers. And so it's just it's something that's out there. Cancer affects us all. And so this is just a way that we can kind of just help show our support for that. And continue to bring awareness and support for it.
Those T-shirts are pink, right? We got some pink going on tomorrow night?
Well, we are actually, all cancer is, color is lavender.
Okay.
And so the T-shirts will have a lavender ribbon on it. Again, just kind of showing the support for all of them, not just distinguishing one particular one. But if somebody wants to wear pink tomorrow, they are more than welcome to, because we like to have people bring awareness to the cancer that affects them.
And you mentioned proceeds will go to the Junebug Foundation, and the Junebug Foundation has been around a long time, and they provide some monetary support for those that are going through cancer treatments to give them the extras that they can you know, maybe spend on some food and some gas, things like that. So they've been a very key component to helping out those being treated by cancer, Central Care Cancer Center. So the Junebug Foundation will be the benefactors of the Central Care Cancer Center fundraising. And, oh, by the way, a couple of big MIAA games tomorrow night too, huh, Brett?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Pitt State coming to town, always a big game when you get the in-state rival kind of coming to town a little bit. We love the support. Our women are coming down the home stretch, we love the support to get them another win in White Auditorium. And our men as well, last two final home games, Thursday and Saturday, before we head to Kansas City for the MIAA tournament. So just love the support to our student-athletes who have worked hard all season and looking to get one more win on their record.
And the women looking to solidify that MIAA tournament bid, and the men, another 20-win season here this year.
So cool to say that.
And they're still, looking to maybe get situated for the postseason NCAA tournament. So regional seedings a lot here for the remainder of the season for the Emporia State men. So big games coming up Thursday. And as Brett mentioned, oh, by the way, Washburn comes to town on Saturday. Well, Brett, we miss anything here this morning?
No, I think I did forget one thing. The halftime of our men's game, this is where our fans can really get involved. We're also doing, we did this last year, so we're going to bring it back, knockout for a dollar. So at halftime of the men's game, any fans that want to play knockout on a court can come down. Just a dollar donation to the Junebug Foundation, and we'll play knockout. Last year we played the whole time and never got to a winner. Maybe this year we will. Just depends on how many people participate. But really fun to just kind of come down and play on the court just for a simple donation to the Junebug Foundation. We got, I believe, about $2,700 last year donated. So we're, wow. Our goal this year is $3,000 that we can donate back to the Junebug Foundation after this game.
I think you can get it done, too.
I'm thinking you will get it
absolutely.
Done.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Brett, hey, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks.
Thanks, Brett.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
All right, Emporia State Senior Associate Athletic Director Brett McLaughlin. It is Cancer Awareness Night, Emporia State Pitt State, tomorrow night at White.
If you want to be part of our newsmaker segments, Fridays is open. Most of next week's, though, are full and closed. You can give us a call, 620-342-1400, or shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com. We'll get the process underway for you. Tomorrow, though, we'll be joined by SOS representatives Danny Armitage and Catherine Wilkerson as we discuss Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE live and local, 7:30. It is light rain and 59 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
We're for people with plans, whatever they are. We all love to dream bigger, brighter, and always better. At Emporia State Federal Credit Union, we'll work